The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
He's not going to leave the division to stay in the division. He never left. You never would have left. Basically, Ben Johnson is a hot commodity. Hottest.
And they're talking about the Patriots' opponent this week.
Mm.
Yeah, well,
he'd be a
Shefty standby.
Yeah.
When we get D'Angelo's delivered on Tuesday, how do you feel about that?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Was that Shefty actually, or was that the rest of the set?
Maybe the rest of the set.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That wasn't Shefty. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. How about a number nine from D'Angelo's?
Mm.
Yeah.
I had that problem for a while where I would be an active listener.
Uh-huh.
Meaning I would have to make especially when you're hosting solo, like we both hosted solo, for some reason you would feel the need, you'd be interviewing somebody like on the phone and they would say something and there's no reason to do it, but I'd be like, mm-hmm.
I know,
that's what I would sound like.
No,
like,
I know exactly what you're saying.
Shut this guy up.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Filling in for the old DA show.
Yes. Classic.
What would they bring back at the... They had a segment that they would bring back at the end of the show.
Kiefer Madness.
No. No, it was... I don't remember what they called it, but they... Because you filled in on that show a lot. I filled in on that show a lot when DA was out. And they would bring back this segment where they would play clips from the interviews at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah,
and then
you'd
hear yourself...
And you're like, oh, my God, that's me?
I did the exact same thing.
Horrible.
There'd be a slight pause in the middle of the interview. You'd be like, yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just so you know that I'm listening, it's like, you don't need to do that.
And you think
they'll just assume that you are.
You think it sounds good, it's just absurdly distracting.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Doing it on TV is more outrageous, though. That's what those guys were doing with Schefter.
Mm.
Like, we can see you. We know you're listening. You're looking right at us. Yeah. Mayo spoke again today. Oh, did you get any...
Did he groan? We should
any groans today?
I should ask Jacob.
All right, we'll check it out.
I should ask Jacob if he groaned right at the start.
I bet he did.
I think by
Friday... No, he didn't. Jacob's saying no.
Yeah, by Friday, he's less groany.
Weird. You'd think later in the week.
I've had a week. Yeah. So they're talking about the Bears. Somebody texted earlier, who talks? You think the Bears and Patriots will be a talker nationally? It might be because Eberflus could get fired if they lose this game.
Ben Johnson would be an awesome hire for both teams. Bears more so because you're stealing him from the Lions, mm-hmm. and Eberflus is on a much hotter seat than Gerard Mayo is. I'm surprised Eberflus was allowed to coach this season. I thought they would have made a change with Caleb Williams. Like, here's our chance to start fresh. But they didn't. They kept
him a Ben Johnson type last year. Although, reportedly, he showed no interest in that Bears position last year. So maybe they got stuck with Eberflus.
Do you think he's the only coordinator ever that only wants to be a coordinator? Because usually these guys want to be head coaches, then realize that they aren't, and then go back.
Isn't Bobby Slowik another one?
Yeah. Does he not want to be a head coach?
Well, what do you mean? Ben Johnson wants to be a head coach.
Does Bobby Slowik not want to?
Bobby Slowik turned out he didn't take any jobs last year. He stayed in Houston. That's my point.
Ben Johnson could have been a head coach last year.
Yeah, but I think Bobby Slowik could have been last year. He decided to stay in Houston.
Yeah. Maybe they just didn't think they were ready.
I don't think they didn't like the jobs. I don't think they like the jobs.
Yeah, that's fair.
So what job is Ben Johnson holding out for?
Well, so that's another good question.
If he doesn't want the Bears job, what the hell job does he want?
I would think Caleb Williams or even Drake May, and I know there's nothing else around Drake May right now. But I think those two jobs would be pretty appealing to him.
Does he want the Cowboys? Does he want all the same jobs Bill has? Well, let me ask a stupid question.
All right.
Which is my specialty.
Yeah.
you're the Cowboys, you're the Eagles, you're whatever team with a vacancy that we've talked about with Bill Belichick.
All right.
Ben Johnson or Bill Belichick.
Come on.
Easy, right?
Please.
So Bill, we're
Ben
like
Johnson, for those that are
curious. We're like, Bill's gonna have his pick of the litter. No, he's not. Not if Ben Johnson wants the job. He'll be waiting in line.
Yeah, no, I know. I wouldn't like the year off, the more I think about it with Belichick, I don't know if that helps. Like, you're further away from the game. I know he has 20 jobs, but you're further away from coaching the game.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the same issues that were there last year, people are afraid that he's going to take over roster control. People are afraid he's going to bring in all his idiot friends to be the coaches. People are afraid that he can't develop a young quarterback. Like, all these things.
Not to go off on an unplanned Bill tangent, but Florio had an item yesterday about, I guess, Bill was sucking up to Jason Light on one of his outlets. I don't remember where this was.
Interesting.
Jason Light's the GM in Tampa, if you're unfamiliar.
Yeah. He was here at one point.
He was a Patriots staffer. Yeah, correct. Or, I'm sorry, front office member.
Mm-hmm.
And so Florio's point was he might be trying to work his way into that job. Todd Bowles
Tampa?
Could be out. Just how funny would that be if Bill has to go?
Tampa?
He has to go crawling on his knees to Tampa, where Brady already won a Super. Like that'd
be
not,
hilarious.
That's
though.
Not a good spot for you to go, Bill.
15 years later, you're talking to.
Isn't that the worst spot for him to go?
Maybe you're talking to like a Bucks fan, and you're like talking about all the great days of Brady and Belichick. They're like, "Yeah, me too." Like, what do you mean you? Oh, that's right. You had both those guys. How the hell did you have both those guys? That's not fair.
So I think that'd be the worst. Even if he wins, it's like, well, Brady went there and did it first.
No, that would not be
a
spot.
You just did what Brady did. But then I guess if he won, he has to win. But I guess if he won, he could say.
So I would view that more as him.
I just won, which is what Brady did. We're equal again.
No, but
you're only equal.
I think he just needs to generate interest.
Yeah.
And even if he gets an interview, I don't think he would take that job. He probably wouldn't be offered it, but I don't think he would take it. But if we get to the end of the year, and they're like, oh, and a round of interviews, the Bucs talked to Belichick. Like, I think he was happy that
Fair.
The Falcons talked to him, but unfortunately, that was the only team that talked to him.
We do know Bill loves Baker, though. That's true.
Who doesn't love Baker?
Well, but Bill.
The guy could spin it.
There were rumors in that draft, and who knows? Maybe he was just.
Yeah, they want to trade up and get him.
Yeah, they wanted to trade all the way up to number one to go take Baker Mayfield. So, or maybe
Bill would still
two.
Be here if
maybe
they
as
that.
If he wasn't going to go one, they were trading up to two. I forget all the details on that, but Bill likes Baker. So that might be the worst spot Bill can go. But anyway, back on
Ben
Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah, where would he want to go?
And just think about Ben Johnson for a moment, but other offensive coordinators who could be future head coaches. I mentioned Liam Cohen yesterday or maybe Wednesday coming out of their performance on Monday night. I've been impressed with Liam Cohen. And Liam Cohen played at UMass. He's a McVay guy. I know people around here seem to like him, and we're talking him up in the offseason about a potential fit here as a play caller or even maybe a head coach before we knew it was Mayo. That's another name I like. I still like Bobby Slowick in Houston, though that feels like it's come off a little bit this year.
Zach Robinson doing a good job with Atlanta.
Another good one. So names like that. Could one of them fall in love with Drake May?
Yes.
And now that's your opportunity to bring in a guy. And how safe is Jerod Mayo? It all goes back to that same conversation. What if you know Zach Robinson? Or what if you know Liam Cohen? Or in an absolute home run, grand slam scenario, Ben Johnson? What if you know coaches love Drake May and would shove people out of the way to go coach him? That's a reason to move on from Mayo.
Yeah, it kind of is. And also,
if you look bad, Robert Kraft, for
that's the one scenario.
Picking about five years ago,
that's it.
That'd be the reason for Robert to move on.
But that's also, I never thought this would be the case, but that also opens the door to, hey, Alex Van Pelt actually has a good relationship with Drake May. He's getting a lot out of him. He gets a little overmatched on game day calling plays, but we like everything else that he does. Maybe we keep him. So Drake May's not just swimming in like new people, new personnel, new
it's
coaches.
It's a way for Van Pelt to not even get demoted. He would still be offensive coordinator.
He
wouldn't be play caller.
No, same paycheck, same
everything. Glorified quarterback's coach if you bring in an offensive guy who's also a play caller.
Which he's been most
him.
Of his career.
And we'd all be fine with that. If Van Pelt were a quarterback, offensive coordinator in title, but he's not a play caller, and he's basically a glorified quarterback's coach, we'd all be totally fine with
that's fine.
He's qualified for that.
Yes, but that would be... You would have to go Ben Johnson or whatever, one of the other guys you named, and Van Pelt combination. If you can't get those guys, none of those other guys would want to come in and be the coordinator behind Mayo. So now you have to do something that's a lot harder, and you have to find the quarterback coach somewhere else or the tight end coach or like the quality control coach. Like, you have to go pretty far down. You'd be like, oh, you interned for Sean McVay? Like, oh, we'll take you. And then you got to... A guy that has even less experience than Van Pelt, but you have to hope that you find the next guy before he already becomes the guy.
Right.
Like, I'm sure when the Texans had Bobby Slowick last year, like, they were hopeful he was going to be good, but they didn't know. Even Ben Johnson, you look at his career path. He was with the Dolphins for a while doing a bunch of different things, and I think he was under Joe Philbin. I think he coached under Gase for a year.
Some good coaches.
I was going to say, like, he learned from those guys? Like, good Lord. They should have just handed him the job then.
Learn what not to do.
No, but even then he goes and coaches behind Dan Campbell. And you're like, so he's learned from Dan Campbell, Joe Philbin, and Adam Gase? He's the greatest coach of all time if he's able to emerge from that. But, like, you have to find the next guy, which is also such a crapshoot.
Were all those guys on a staff together? Philbin, Gase, and Campbell? Philbin and Campbell definitely were, right? Didn't Campbell replace Philbin in Miami?
When Dan Campbell became the interim coach, it was because of Philbin.
Yeah.
And then, so when Ben Johnson got to Miami, Philbin was the coach. And then he was there for the year they had both. And then I think he stayed an extra year when Gase took over.
Got it.
Like, they kept him around.
I see. So he bridged the gap there.
Yeah, because he was, like, assistant quarterbacks coach. He was a wideout coach. Like, he was in Miami from 12 to 18.
So Drake May is not only your only hope as a franchise player and a reason to watch, et cetera, et cetera. He's also the reason you can attract coaching candidates, potentially, if Robert Kraft is even open to that. Ben Johnson's going to be picky and choosy. Would he choose someone like Drake May? It's an interesting question. Meanwhile, Gerard Mayo spoke about an hour ago.
Yeah.
He was asked about the lessons of year one, how he'll apply them moving forward. I've only read this. I haven't heard this yet.
Kind of an odd question. I haven't heard the question either. So it's halfway through the season.
Is the question included? The question's
right,
included.
Okay,
so let's listen to this exchange. Yeah.
Are you kind of filing things away right now that, hey, when I have more time in the offseason, I'm
100%. 100%.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of things. Look, you can start with X's and O's. You can talk, you can then go to situational football. You can also go to structure and culture and, just things that, do I think I've done things right? Absolutely. Are there ways to improve? 1,000%. Do I wish I would have done certain things differently? Yeah, but those are things that when you get a chance, you get time to reflect.
This is such garbage.
Go somewhere where
this is such
no
garbage.
One can find me, just by myself, no kids, no nothing, and just reflect on the season. I think it's important, not only for football players, for anyone, to take those times to reflect and see what you can do better.
Okay.
What a weird question, though.
It is.
Like, are you taking stuff from this year and you're like, think about it later? What if he was like, no?
Stacey just has one of those Ben Affleck moments over there. Where he's like,
ugh. It's like, just say yeah. Like, I feel like it's somewhat of a leading question. He then kind of mayos the answer.
Yeah,
but
that should be a
that is a thing, right?
Yeah,
kind of take it, mayo it.
Yeah, Merriam and Webster need to.
Have I done some good? Of course,
they need
I
to
have.
Add another line to their definition of mayo in the.
Have I done some bad? 1,000%.
Yeah. Okay. So no, that's just so garbage, though. He knew a year ago he was going to be the future head coach. He didn't spend any time thinking about any of this stuff.
He knew 5 years ago.
Okay, Kraft knew 5 years
ago.
Oh,
got it.
Mayo had in writing a year ago, and Breer has said it was even before that.
My guess is
he had a good indication he was the head coach in waiting for Bill Belichick.
Dude, my guess is when he got hired to be on the staff originally,
he had a good
it
idea.
Was not like, hey, you're going to be a position coach for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was like, I'm going to be a head coach at some point.
Yeah.
So he should have been preparing for it the entire
Gerard
time.
Gerard Mayo should have been so prepared to hit the ground running. So prepared.
Oh, your head would spin.
Now, I understand.
I'm go somewhere where no one can find me.
Great. Which doesn't exist in my house.
No, I was going to say, how many kids does Mayo have?
Two kids. I got a 2 kids, small house. You think I can hide?
I got one
hide
kid.
Hide and go seek for the birds.
I got one kid, one wife. I can't hide anywhere.
Can't hide anywhere.
I can't hide at all.
Good hide and go seek spot. One of the best spots.
Yeah, yeah. Laundry room?
No, when the bed isn't made and you just kind of fold yourself in the blanket, it's fantastic. She'll walk right in. Dad?
No.
Dad? You're like, nothing.
The only time I get to myself all day.
On the hopper.
Well, that.
Yeah.
I get 10 or 15 minutes before I pick up Lucas from school where I'm just sitting in my car by myself.
Where you are the Ben Affleck smoking a dart.
Scrolling, just scrolling through my phone.
The Denzel Washington drinking in
the
car.
Yeah, I get, if I bomb over there and I there's no traffic, I get maybe 15 minutes to myself where I just, I'm so happy. I'm scrolling through my phone.
You're doom scrolling though.
You're
doom scrolling.
It's a lot of like setting my fantasy lineup.
Yeah.
Reading blurbs.
Big butts.
What am I? Some big butts.
What
am I betting tonight? Yeah. Like, it's like 15 minutes. I'm just holed up in the car.
Why is this on my screen?
Other parents are like walking by. Yeah. I'm like, don't look at me.
Like, it's not time yet.
It's not pickup time. That's the time I get. So maybe that's where Mayo's maybe
talking.
Put
the phone down.
About. Yeah, yeah.
Reflect.
No, I'm not doing that.
Think about every day. No, think about every day and be like, what could I have done better? Could I have done worse?
I'm not doing that. Yeah, the Calm app. Yes, listen to the Calm app.
Yeah.
It's soothing noises.
Another good one. Place to hide when the kid's like two is behind the door. So like open the door and just stand up behind
it. Yeah.
Because you also got to go comfort. You don't want to get yourself into like this weird position where you're gonna, like, hold it for a while, like jam yourself into like a small closet. No. Not going to work.
No, but
in the bed, because you can kind of take a little snooze.
The older you get, the harder it is to kind of jam yourself behind the door.
That's true. No, but you just close the door, and then you're like, boom, and then you can kind of see him walking down the hallway.
Nothing.
Good. And then they get to the point where they're just too good at it, and you're like, all right, forget it. I'm in the same three spots.
This game stinks.
This game kind of sucks.
No, and then they get better at hiding, and you're like,
yeah,
no,
and then you're like, I think I lost my kid. I got to call the cops.
Does Cece like jumping out and attempting to scare you?
She will do that. Yeah, Lucas, she will scare the snot out of
you. Lucas is big on that now. Yep. He's gotten quite good at it.
Scaring you?
So, like, sometimes before bed, go down there, read a story, and then I can't find him. I'm like, where is this?
Did he go outside?
No, I'm not even worried about losing him. Okay. I know he's going to jump out and scare me, but I don't know where he is.
Terrifying.
I don't love that.
Not messing around tonight.
I don't love that feeling.
No. They'll get you. And they know they're going to get you, too.
But that's such nonsense from Mayo.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, well, this offseason I'll have some time to actually think about it. No. You've known for at least a year you were going to be the guy.
Yeah.
It turns out you put zero thought into it. From what I can tell, you put zero thought into what it would look like when you became a head coach. Now,
you just thought it would all kind of fall into place.
Now, and you're not thinking about it at all now because you need time in the offseason to start thinking about it. Now you're going to put thought into it. I think you're presuming a lot that you're going to be back next year, that you're going to have time to think about
that
this.
That is
that's somewhere where no one can find me.
What a nonsense
where
answer.
Is this place?
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know where I could possibly hide. Not a place in the world. My shed for the ermines. Maybe there. Maybe. But I don't want to be in there very long.
Even still, the ermines are.
Place is covered in feces.
Very bothersome.
Ermine feces.
So is that an acceptable excuse to have? Oh, well, next year I'll adjust to some of this stuff. Like, no, you should know.
No.
You should know not to go into the wind in overtime. I don't think you need a full year
for that.
Yeah,
but Joe, the wind changed. The wind was going this way 3 hours ago.
No, I understand. You got a second opportunity.
You think I was supposed to figure it out while I'm standing out there?
I was supposed to pay attention to the wind while
pick up a little grass.
While I was doing nothing all game, I was supposed to pay attention to the wind?
Are you more of a throw the grass in the air, see which way it goes, or do you lick your finger and which way it gets cold?
Lick the finger.
Real cold this way. Got, or there's like flags everywhere.
Yeah.
Flags blowing this way.
Yeah, you can eyeball
flags
those.
Blowing that way.
So, I don't know. I expect you to learn some of that in year one. It's not just about taking the off season to take a deep breath, call map it.
Yikes.
And then next year you can make some changes, because I don't know that you're going to get it next year if you're waiting that long to make some changes.
I think, isn't it the way it's going now, he might not get it next year more so based off of the candidates that could be out there or who would take the job. Because maybe this is one of those things where you kind of have to do some, quiet conversations where you're like, who's available? Who would take the Pats job? Because there might be a lot of people who are like, no, thank you.
Okay, but don't
you think? If you're Ben Johnson, Bobby Slowick, who were particular last year, for whatever reason, about taking a job, they look at the Patriots and they'd be like, all right, Drake May is a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else.
Okay, fine. But aren't they more likely to take this job? And I know they didn't interview anybody because they already had Mayo in writing last year. But if they did an interview process last year for a head coach, which they should have, didn't.
Nope.
Versus doing one this year, which they may or may not do, if they fire Mayo. Aren't you more likely to get a Bobby Slowick or a Ben Johnson this year than you were a year ago? Yes.
Oh, Drake May, yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. More so, but again, you had zero chance before, so maybe you have like a 15% chance,
fine.
I guess.
But it's more likely.
That's fine.
Because of Drake May. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. We'll get to a four-pack of questions for Patriots and Texans. Patriots and Bears, rather. We're talking Bobby Slowick there. I do like this text, 37937. I love how Jones trashes the Patriots all week, every week, and then picks them to win or cover every game. It is true.
I didn't even notice that.
It's like
remember
by Friday.
When he rattled off 10 wins in a row.
He did. He felt so good about him after the Seahawks lost.
It's like by Friday, I've forgotten all of my criticism for him, and I'm like, boy, the Bears do kind of stink, and I just forget how much the Patriots actually stink.
I think that Bengals win broke your mind. You're like, well, they beat the Bengals. Like, they should be all right.
I picked them to cover in that game.
I
picked
them
to win. So I went in expecting a close game there.
And then Seahawks, Jets, and then you were like, guys, it kind of actually lays out pretty nicely for
them. I am liking a cover this weekend. I'm liking a cover.
No.
But a four-pack of questions for Patriots and Bears. Right.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After Trending with Lanny. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. Gave you our Bozo touchdown parlay earlier today. If you missed any of it.
Feel good about it?
I feel pretty good about this one, yeah.
We have a Germany game.
Yep.
So we're either
we're gonna know early.
It or out of it by 12:30.
We're going to know real early. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. We've also tweeted it out and put it out on Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. If you want to follow along, five legs.
Yeah, good follows.
Four offensive players, one defense.
Defense special teams.
One Germany game.
Yeah. I don't love it.
Quite a, when you say it like that.
I went from loving it quite a bit to that.
I don't love it as much. We were just hashing this out in the break, Keith.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Lamar Jackson going to win his third MVP?
God, maybe.
He's a pretty heavy favorite, plus 175 for MVP. Allen is second, plus 350. Mahomes plus 500.
Will there be some voter fatigue for Lamar?
I would personally have voter fatigue.
Maybe Josh Allen closes and finally gets it. You know, he's been in the mix for such a long time.
Yeah.
I can't give it to Mahomes. He might finish really strong. I can't give it to him.
How about Goff at plus 700? That feels like a value.
Yes. I don't mind that one because that could be like, you don't have to love Jared Goff, but you can love his season. Like when Matt Ryan won an MVP.
Yep.
You know, and so this could be that kind of year where the Lions have the best record.
You know who was in the mix until the tail end of the year last year was Purdy. And that's very similar.
Like, is Goff even the MVP of his own team?
Well, no, but it's a quarterback award.
Right.
So
is he the MVP of his team? I would say yes. Who else is?
I would give it to Gibbs.
Sonic.
Yeah, but
which we got some good intel, by the way.
Knuckles are not very different. Oh, yeah, we did.
I feel like a moron because I should know this.
No, you should know this.
As a video game guy.
I was getting lectured by the text line about this.
And a creature guy.
Yeah.
Knuckles, not even a hedgehog.
No.
So
Jeremy, much more of a hedgehog.
He's an Akita.
What is that?
An Akita?
Yeah.
I think they're like an Australian creature.
I don't know. Are you sure that's how you say it? An Akita?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not like a big pronunciation guy.
I read it's a spiny anteater is what I read. It's not a hedgehog. It's a spiny anteater is what it is. An Akita.
I think an Akita is a Australian animal.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's what Knuckles is.
Yeah. It's a short-nosed Akita. It's one of four living species of Akita and the only member of the genus Tachygloeus. It is covered in fur and spines. It has a distinctive snout. And specialized tongue. Hello.
Hey there.
Hello.
Yeah.
Which is used to
You're listening, ladies.
Which is used to... I'm the Akita. Which is used to catch its insect prey at a great speed. They lay eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, they lay eggs. They're like a platypus.
They are. Well, these Australian animals are like from another playbook altogether.
Yeah, they all lay eggs, it seems. But every single one of them.
So that's where Knuckles is. So Tails is a fox.
Yeah.
Knuckles is an Akita. Sonic the Hedgehog, the only hedgehog in the group.
Yeah. One more time, you're more of a hedgehog or an Akita?
I'm more of an Akita.
I'm a
specialized tongue.
Much more of a hedgehog.
I spell the alphabet before I catch my food.
maybe.
And a distinctive snout, which some say that I have as well. So.
Yeah.
So like, maybe I am the Knuckles.
Those Akitas with their achy necks.
So if me and Jones were Sonic and Knuckles. I guess I'd be Knuckles.
Yeah, I guess
in this case.
I guess that would be the case. Oh, but no, to answer the question.
Does a hedgehog have like a bad back and like a sore knees? Because that'd be me. I'll take that one. All right, we learned something today.
Okay, but Goff is their MVP, though.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. It's only quarterbacks that get the award.
It's not the Sun God, St. Brown. No, like, it is Goff. Is their MVP? Yes,
the highest, according to like the Vegas odds, mm-hmm. the highest non-quarterback is Derrick Henry.
It has to be, yeah. What is he?
Mm-hmm, 9, 10, tied 11, with Saquon, 12, 13, 14.
000. Oh, Saquon, actually, yeah. It could be either of those two. That's a good call.
But he's like 15th.
Yeah.
So as good as those guys have been, there's half the quarterbacks in the league they think are better.
Drake May is getting like better MVP.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, like even Stroud's not having that good of a year. Neither's Cousins or Purdy or Kyler Murray, Sam Darnold. Like all those guys are getting. So yeah, Goff would be up there.
We're being told the pronunciation is an echidna.
Yeah, there's an N in it.
I didn't see that coming.
Who was the guy who used to do the crazy hockey pronunciation?
Oh, that guy was good. He's on YouTube.
Yeah. Does he do animals?
And none of them were right. Remember?
Yeah.
He had like a whole thing that you could like look him up. We'd have to look him up before like certain Bruins games. Like, who are they playing against? This guy?
Yeah, bring that guy back.
They're wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, we've gotten away from the point of this segment. I was just curious about the MVP odds, though, and Lamar might be winning his third. It is the Friday four-pack of questions for the Patriots and Bears, if you couldn't tell. We have the Week in Review coming your way about 10 minutes from now. I've probably got to push that back a touch.
Echidna.
Yeah, echidna.
Is that what that guy said? Oh, yeah, echidna.
Yeah, echidna. You said echidna. I've never even heard of such an animal.
You heard of succadas.
I've heard of a succada.
Echidna.
I've heard of, Shine was talking arachnids yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
He said they have 6 legs. Wrong. It is 8 leg.
Okay.
They were talking Courtney Parlays, of course. That's how they got into that. But what do we have for our questions here today, Billy, in the Friday 4-pack?
First question, what play from the Bears would you most want on the Patriots?
Okay, put me down for Roma Dunze.
I got the same one. Oh, no, I thought of Roman Dunze. I was liking Roman Dunze.
Oh,
I have a better one.
Let me guess. DeAndre Swift. He's in the Bozo Parlay every week. Who
once
is
again.
Yeah.
No, give me Jalen Johnson. I think Jalen Johnson's one of the 10 best corners. And I think if you had Gonzo and Jalen Johnson, you might have the best corner duo.
It's a good pick.
So I take Jalen Johnson. Roman Dunze is good. I thought about him.
Is he playing this week? Is Jalen Johnson?
I don't know if he's playing this week.
I thought he might have been dinged up, but regardless, like he's a very, very, very talented defensive player.
I think he might be playing.
Okay.
Let me get the injury report from yesterday. But he's great, and I think that would be a great kind of 1-2 punch at corner. Before the year began, I might have said DJ Moore, but it does not seem like you want DJ Moore.
I like DJ Moore. I think he's a bit of a problem in that room, and he was a bit of a problem in Carolina, as was Deontay Johnson. In retrospect, I'm sorry, they didn't overlap. But, man, Deontay Johnson, DJ Moore, Carolina will drive some wide receivers nuts.
I think Jalen Johnson's fine.
I thought he was on the injury
report.
There's
a Jalen Jones on the injury report.
Maybe that's what I had wrong.
Yeah.
So you're going Jalen Johnson. I would go Roma Dunze. Give me a wide receiver to grow with Drake May. Okay. And one who's not a problem in the room like DJ Moore or one who gained 100 pounds in the offseason like Keenan Allen. No. Give me Roma Dunze. What's our next question, Billy?
Deep dish pizza. We'll get him.
What Bears jersey?
Echidna.
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 There he goes.
Who's
like, that lady?
You like John Kitna?
Echidna.
Echidna. Yeah. John Kitna, the echidna.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Should have been his nickname.
Yeah, I know.
If they were on it.
It's a miss.
Back in the 90s. Big God guy, John Kitna.
John Kitna, was he?
Huge God guy.
Nice.
One of the biggest.
Echidna.
All right, thank
you.
Yeah,
Billy?
What Bears jersey, past or present, would you want?
The fridge.
Refrigerator Perry?
Yeah.
So I usually go with people younger than me, or I'm sorry, older than me.
Yeah.
So this one I think...
The fridge would fit.
No, the fridge would. I don't want the fridge.
That's too old?
Yeah. I kind of like Devin Hester, though. Like, Devin Hester is one of the coolest Bears ever and was, like, what was he, number 23? So you have a cool number on top of it. I mean, Walter Payton's like is a pretty great one. Mm-hmm. Or like Gale Sayers.
Mm-hmm. Sweetness.
Like old school. Yeah, sweetness.
And then Gale Sayers, sure.
What about Jim McMahon?
Jim McMahon would not be my favorite.
You don't like Jim McMahon? You wear a little headband
around?
I love number 9. Number 9's
the headband look.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the fridge.
All right, I'll go.
Patriots fans have nightmares about that, of course, but I would say it's a cool jersey. The Bears just don't have a lot of...
No, it's Walter Payton.
They have a lot of fun players from the 90s, is what I mean. Like, no, those 80s, but I'm saying, like, from our childhood...
No, they sucked.
They don't have a lot of fun players. Brandon Marshall had one great year
Eric
there.
Eric Kramer, Rashawn Salaam. Maybe Rashawn Salaam.
Martellus Bennett had a couple of nice seasons there.
Alshon Jeffrey was good for
Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey was.
Yeah.
Curtis Conway, I think, had a good year.
Allen Robinson had like 2 good years.
Allen Robinson. Yeah. I did like Allen Robinson in the Chicago days. Yep.
Did you like Marty Booker?
Marty Booker, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of think of Marty Booker in Miami, though.
Yeah, he had 2 years where he, or 3 years where he led the team in receiving.
Nice.
They did have Brandon Marshall those Yeah. Jay Cutler years, but maybe Brandon Marshall.
Maybe Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
Not a great guy, but good jersey.
What did he do?
I don't think a lot of good stuff.
No?
Well, actually, did he get stabbed in a domestic incident?
I couldn't speak to that, Jones. I need to look that up a little bit.
Maybe I need to relitigate that. I think he might have gotten stabbed.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. What's our next question, Billy?
Number three, what is your first thought when you hear the Chicago Bears?
So for me, and I was 1 year old at the time, so it's not from watching them, it's just from the constant references. It's 85 Bears. Mm-hmm. Anytime anybody talks...
Bears!
Well, that too. I mean, that. So that basically, they were so good then, that spawned the SNL characters. But the 85 Bears, anytime a team has a good defense, people are like, well, they're not the 85 Bears,
yep.
but like
yep.
every time. Like, they still have maintained this, like, historical, like, significance because of how good the defense was. So I would say 85 Bears, also, like, the Bears from SNL.
Well, I was going to say, the SNL sketch is a good one there. I would just think, and it's a similar, it's the same era, I would think the Super Bowl shuffle is
yes.
something that
yeah,
jumps
yeah.
out when you think about
it. Same
that.
Idea, but, like, how good they were. But also, what's funny about the 85 Bears is, you know, we talk about all these dynasties all the time. You know, the Niners, the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Steelers, 85 Bears. It was like...
It's true.
Not the 80s Bears.
No, no, no.
The 85 Bears. They had a one-off. But they're like the most memorable
the 2000
one-off
Ravens
yep.
and the 85 Bears, and they're similar. They both won on defense.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
are probably two of... Yeah, they're probably those teams. Even
speaking
when we
of,
talk,
Dick,
even
Dick
we talk
Buckus,
about the 70-
Mike Singletary, Brian Urlacher are
oh, yeah.
all good jerseys.
Urlacher I thought about. I just think...
I liked Matt Forte a lot, actually.
So that was the one I was going to bring up. Forte, is a, that's a great one.
That's a good one.
Matt Forte is a great one. No, I was just going to say, the 72 Dolphins get brought up a lot.
Yeah.
And that is kind of a one-off team, but they won multiple championships. So
yes, but they were also undefeated, whereas like the 85 Bears were, I think they had one loss.
They did. They
right?
15-1.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Also, I think the younger generation might think of them getting to a Super Bowl with Rex Grossman and just getting worked.
Yeah.
Hester runs back the opening kick, and then they just get smoked.
I didn't hate Rex Grossman, if you want a Bears jersey. I didn't hate that.
What?
Neckbeard.
Yeah.
Didn't
you want
hate.
A Rex Grossman jersey?
I mean, I'm just saying, if we're talking Bears.
You know who had a good game for me 1 year in fantasy?
Joe Burrow. We all go nuts about Joe Burrow. He got to a Super Bowl. Rex Grossman, Super Bowl.
I think Burrow's better. you know what? You know who helped me win a fantasy game once?
Rex Grossman.
Bears? Nope. Cade McNown.
Really?
Lefty wow, from UCLA?
You've been in fantasy much longer than me.
Yeah, I played back forever ago.
Wait, was McNown the same draft as... who was in that draft? Was that the
Cade McNown?
Was that the McNabb draft?
Yeah, it might have been. Was that Akili Smith, Tim Couch?
Sounds right.
99? Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I was not in fantasy that long ago.
I was.
You want a Cade McNown jersey?
I think 97 might have been the first year I played fantasy.
Nice.
And it was like the Wild West. There was, yeah.
Cade McNown jersey?
I'd take one.
You're in?
Yeah, I'd take one.
I mean, he won you. If he helped win you a fantasy championship, I get
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
What's our
I think he helped me win like a week 8
Oh,
game.
A week. I'm sorry. My buddy never stops talking about how Cleo Lemon won him a fantasy championship.
Cleo Lemon had a moment.
Cleo Lemon
yeah,
won him a
moment.
It's like, yeah, I heard the Cleo Lemon story. I got it. What's our final question?
Will the Bears make the playoffs?
Yeah, that's a no. It's a no from me, Doug.
Preseason, I said yes. Uh-huh. They're 4-4. I think they get to 5-4 this week, but we went over their schedule. It's insane. They haven't played a division game yet. So they have two of the Lions, two of the Packers, two of the Vikings. And then I think Niners, Seahawks? No. They can't.
Their schedule, they might not have
a win.
they might.
No, I know.
This week might be their win, and then maybe you give them the Seahawks game. Other than that, they might be a 6-win team. They are not making the playoffs.
If they had a normal schedule,
uh-huh.
I would say maybe they win 9 games, maybe they're the last team. But I can't take them.
They legitimately have all division games? They haven't played one division game, or have they mixed in one? It's like they basically have their whole division left, and it's a great, great, great division.
Yeah, they go Pats, Packers, Vikings, Lions, Niners, Vikings, Lions, Seahawks, Packers.
Not great.
They haven't played any of the good division
that
teams
is,
yet.
That is not great. So, no, that's definitely not a playoff.
And they already lost to Indianapolis, and they lost to Arizona.
Yep,
in
tough.
Addition to Houston and Washington. So, yeah, it's not happening for them.
They're on a 2-game skid, and it feels like they've quit on their coach. Okay, ready? Peanut Tillman's a good one.
Peanut Tillman's a great one.
And somebody also said a Peanut Tillman orange. Wait, would you get an...
Ooh.
Would you get an orange Bears jersey?
I would only get an orange Bears jersey if it was like Forte, Marshall, Hester.
I think I would want the navy jersey.
The navy blue's a slick jersey.
I like
it's
that.
A good-looking uniform.
Yeah.
Do you like the Ravens uniforms last night?
I like their helmets. I didn't like the whole all-purple grimace uniform, but
the purple peep leader?
The helmet looked good.
Not as fast, Nick, as the all-blacks.
Yeah.
The all-purples was like just fast enough.
Just fast enough?
Not too fast.
I like the matte helmet. I think that helped it.
Yeah, I like a matte helmet, and like a purple helmet is pretty sweet. With like a different look of the Raven.
It was a mad Raven.
He's pissed.
Yeah, he was not.
No,
thrilled.
He's pissed.
No, he was.
I mean, happy they won, but still mad overall.
Yeah, when they were down 2 scores, that Raven.
Yeah.
He was given the side eye. He didn't look
sure
happy
was.
At all. So no, the Bears will not make the playoffs. There's a 4-pack of questions for Patriots and Bears this weekend. Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the weekend review next.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Wow, what a week it has been. The first full week of November 2024. It's a Patriots Friday, but of course, Jones, the week kicked off with a Patriots Monday, where a friend of the show, Christian Gonzalez, joined us.
Oh.
And that was on the eve of the trade deadline, so you know we got to get into that.
It's the trade deadline tomorrow in the NFL. Joshua Uche already traded off the team. Would you anticipate more moves being made with your team between now and then?
Hey, look, I'm a player. I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
Is that something you guys talk about at all, though? I mean, that's a major change all of a sudden in the middle of the season to get.
I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
So you guys don't talk?
We don't talk about being the possibility
of
being
traded? I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
Okay.
All right, so it'd be a real shock then if somebody got traded, I guess.
Okay, we'll see if there's any more moves. There weren't, by the way.
Spoiler, there was no more moves to be had. Hopefully Gonzo joins us.
Now, most players,
on Monday.
Most players I would believe, or I'm sorry, wouldn't believe when they say, we don't even talk about stuff.
Nope.
But him, I kind of believe it.
Possible. Yeah. Very possible.
He may not say anything to any other.
True.
The interview we do with him once a week might be, it's probably the most he talks.
Yeah. Well, we saw his mic'd up. He was mic'd up. I mean, he physically was mic'd up. The voices you heard were people kind of close enough to him.
Yeah, pretty much anyone in his vicinity.
Yeah. All right, what about on Tuesday's Kiefer Madness, we were talking about a certain animal taking part in a beauty contest. Oregon has kind of cornered the market, apparently, on good-looking bats.
An echidna. Oh, the bat.
An echidna.
Yes.
Although echidnas are pretty handsome, I think.
Cute little animal. Yep. Yeah.
How many animals do you think deserve their own beauty contest?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a little too much?
No.
Cows, pigs,
yeah.
Horse, the good-looking horse.
All animals.
Ermine. Yeah. Ermine should. Ermines are cute little guys.
Sexy Ermine.
Yes, yeah, hot Ermine. Put little hats on them. A little coat.
Put him in something risque.
Yeah, a little dress on him.
Yeah, don't show it all.
What's
like,
your,
like a little something.
You like putting a lot of
Ermine leg.
Leave some to the imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah, a tail.
You can do like a little groundhog, little skunk. Little sure. Pepe the Pew. You get those guys out there. I mean, if you're doing bat beauty contests, I feel like you're just scratching the surface.
I just think, you know, what's the harm?
Why, you have to use night vision.
What's the... Yeah, what's
well,
the
they are blood suckers, and they're gonna go right for you. Yeah,
but I'm saying if you're looking at
$10 shake, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the bats.
They're eating the bats.
The hoary bats.
Yeah, well, I think we should do this for all animals. Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Tickle everyone's
alligators.
Fancy out there. Yeah,
yeah. No, we got. There's definitely plenty to choose from. And then lo and behold, 2 days later, we had another creature feature madness with a raccoon in LaGuardia.
Yeah, who could have seen that coming?
Falling right out of the sky there.
A sexy skunk would be. That might be the line.
I mean, Pepe Le Pew kind of is, isn't he? He's been canceled. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was attracted to a lot of other skunks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit aggressive.
Too aggressive, I would say.
Yeah.
So it was the trade deadline, 4 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday. So from 10 to 2, we were ready.
Oh,
our head was on a swivel.
So ready.
We had a sounder ready to go. Unfortunately, we didn't have too many opportunities to lose it. It hunts alone. Its main source is moths. Yeah, this guy eats a lot of moths.
Okay.
Good nutritional value maybe in a moth.
Maybe, yeah, you got to think about eating more moths if they're so good looking. So that's makes Keefer sense. Madness. Every team.
What do we have, Billy? Let's go to the NFL trade desk with our very own Billy Lanny. Yeah. Billy!
All right, Tom Pelissero. Trade! !
Nice! He gets it.
The Saints are sending four-time Pro Bowl quarterback Marshon Lattimore to the Commanders, sources tell me, and at Rap Sheet.
Oh, that's big for the Commanders, who, if you missed it, were in our D'Angelo subs tier for Tier Tuesday. So the Commanders...
Before they got Marshon Lattimore.
That's right. That was a big trade. And we had it first.
Huge trade.
Nobody else had it.
Shout out a $10 shake in the Twitch chat. Says, I made the week in review. My life is complete.
There you go.
Good for you, $10 shake.
Have a week.
Yeah.
Way to go. This also made the week in review. Of course, Tuesday was voting day. I don't know if you missed that
big
or
day.
Not, Jones.
Big
but
Something happened to my wife whilst voting, at least on her way out of the voting booth.
Yeah.
So my wife voted yesterday, on election day. And she was like, so funny thing happened to me. She's like, I went to...
I was intimidating some voters.
Yeah. I was just out there screaming at people.
Yeah. Funny thing is, me and all my pals went over, and we were just kind of mean mugging everybody.
Yeah, I did some destruction in the parking lot. I was like, good Lord. No, so she's like, she went early. She voted, and like, you know how you like seal it off, and then you put it in like the little like machine that looks like a printer or whatever. Did you have one of those?
You seal it off.
Yeah, no. You didn't put it in like an envelope?
No. So still doesn't.
Who knows? Maybe our town's doing it backwards.
No, I did it early. Mine went into an envelope.
So for some reason, hers did too. And so anyway.
The other one's going to paper shredders. You believe this.
No, I was going to say, they probably tossed it in the trash.
I was handing in my little bubbles, looking over my shoulder, going, yeah. I don't see how people vote. How I voted on question three.
So apparently, you put it in the machine, and then like a little green light goes on, and then you can leave.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't know that. And so the guy put his hand up to stop her because she was walking past him, and she high-fived the guy. She thought he was just like, you know, people get excited about voting or whatever.
Yeah,
so
America.
He's like, hold on. She's like, yeah. And then he's like, what? And she's like, oh, sorry. He's like, no, you need to wait until the thing. And then she's like, oh, what a start. Yep, tough day. Day for her. And then finally, Andrew Razor Aycroft, who joins us every Thursday around 11:30 to talk some Bruins, taking a shot at the New England Patriots.
This was uncalled for.
This was out of nowhere.
Yeah. I want to be fair to the Bruins. I give him credit for not firing Jim Montgomery in the middle of the election.
They didn't do that.
I want to give him credit for that. This is an organization
still the head coach
that has been known to bury firings and bury bad news and fire Claude Julien, a Stanley Cup winning coach, in the middle of a Patriots parade.
Right. Well, the Patriots do play Sunday, so there's time.
Well, let's start with like the good news is we will never have to worry about firing coaches in a Patriots parade because they have zero chance of winning anything for a really, really long time. So let me get that out there first. No one's paying attention to them on Sunday.
Wow. Man. Ouch.
That was like kicking them when they're down hard.
You hear that, Kraft? You lost Razor.
Razor says you'll never win again.
Yeah, seriously. Oh. Is this right? Is this accurate? We're getting some Pepe Le Pew texts. It's been a while since I've watched Pepe Le Pew.
Well, it's been a long time since anyone's watched Pepe Le Pew.
It's been canceled. 37937. Pepe Le Pew was always attracted to cats. Yeah. They had stripes painted down their backs by accident, and the skunk always wanted to have relations with a cat.
Yep.
What it was?
Penelope Pussycat, I believe, was who he was after.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
That was who he was after?
Nick just nodded. He's like,
sounds right. I remember the cat.
Nick's like, First time he's like agreed. He's like, definitely. That's what he's talking.
I was watching on Meth Streams. What was it called?
Meth Streams.
Yeah, Meth Streams.
I was on a Boomerang back in the day.
Penelope Pussycat.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, do you know that? So we told Hart and Arkan to ask Schefter about Meth Streams.
Oh, yeah. Did they do it?
I don't know, but McAfee did, and like TMZ picked it up and everything, and it became like a big story.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Schefter was tweeting out a bunch of videos last night. I didn't notice any.
No, he probably cropped out Meth Streams.
Anything in the corner.
Got a 7-day free trial for Amazon Prime.
He's like, I don't know about next week, but at least I got this game.
So there you go. It's the week in review. Another week in the books. Good stuff there. What are you looking at?
That's a guy saying that my wife's high five to the voting guy is worse than me grabbing the guy's wrist in the parking lot.
It is a toss-up. And there's something in the drinking water in the Keefe household. I don't know.
We're going to stick to fist bumps from now on. Or nothing. Or maybe no touching of anybody.
Nods.
Yep.
Firm nods at people. Yeah. Give them a look. 617-779-7937. You can jump back in. It's Patriots Friday. We're going to be joined by Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer. We're going to be joined by Patriots offensive lineman. Could play anywhere on the offensive line, apparently. Right tackle, right guard, left guard, Mike Onwenu. He's going to join us later on in the program as well. We still have Keefe's Keys at 1 o'clock sharp, and we'll get back into Thursday Night Football. Anger's a lot you can apply from the Ravens and Bengals last night to the Patriots and their current situation. We'll get to it next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.